Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to roll this little piece, an oldie but a goodie, that folks have been requesting, and we'll go to break, come back, and start taking your calls and get into all the big international and national news. So go ahead and hit it, and we'll be right back.
Everything I'm going to tell you is classified top secret.
Now let's take a closer look at what happened on September 11, 2001, and how it's being used to usher in a new world order.
There are none so hopelessly enslaved as those who foolishly believe that they are still free. All I want to do is wake up the masses, that's why these fascists is trying to kill me. Yeah. Feel me, there's something fishy about Lower Manhattan. Questions about the buildings that ain't nobody asking, like, who really did it? Who had the opportunity and who benefited? Homeland Security. Can't believe it was Muslims acting on their own resources with no government backing. That the feds were slacking, it was all an accident. 19 terrorists with no one tracking them. That's bullshit, man. It was ordered to happen, so we give our rights up in an orderly fashion. Slave masters get their whips back to cracking. Holograms crashing, weapons of mass distraction.
Who benefited?
The global crime syndicate that George W. Bush and his family fronts for has everything to gain from the September 11th attacks. A national ID card, a national control grid, a cashless society.
What we're witnessing is the construction of a worldwide dictatorship.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
I know they're probably killing me, sharpening the guillotine, build a case, torture me until they get a guilty plea. I know the public's feeling me, I expose it. 9/11 was a CIA on a killing spree. I know they dumbed down the masses with public education. They kept us distracted with wage-driven enslavement. They kept us confused with media and news, and rubbed it in our face with coincidental clues. They kept us from uniting with social divisions, politics, religion, not to mention racial tensions. They kept themselves hidden through history books rewritten in the plot for world control. 9/11 was the linchpin. Power hungry politicians, nothing more than puppets. A socialist dictatorship was showing all the symptoms. Yeah. Kenneth Lay is rich while millions of others lose their pensions. A thirst for vengeance in need of quenching.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic
process. I'm battling something bigger than any MC. I battle the beast, political illiteracy. The idiocy of the brainwashed masses. The idiocy of the puppeteer masters. Insidious greed of these corporate fascists. Credit cards and universal product codes to track us. The fact is the system is almost cashless. The crash is coming. 1929 was practiced. Pretty soon the microchip will be mandatory. You got it backwards, thinking that they even ask us. Resisting it put into the category. A terrorist, part of the evil access. They get you in the system just as soon as they're able. With an SS number before you hit the cradle. They target the streets with lies and subliminal angles. The mark of the beast disguised as a digital angel.
We're dealing with a group of predators. An elite who sees us as cattle, as their slaves. The globalists have America and Europe in their grasp today. Tomorrow, they want the world.
There is a chance.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
A new world order.
All right, folks, we have two versions of that in the computer up at the network, and the wrong one got played, but that's okay. It doesn't really matter compared to the New World Order taking over, so for that, I'm sorry. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Tim, Leo, Robert, Barron, Jeff, others, your calls are coming up. Let's just take a lot of calls this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Let me read this article, though, first. It's from Raw Story. Congressman writes White House, did President knowingly sign law that didn't pass? And it's posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Representative Henry Waxman has alleged in a letter to White House Chief of Staff Andrew Carr that President Bush signed a version of the Budget Reconciliation Act that in effect did not pass the House of Representatives. Further, Waxman says there is reason to believe that the Speaker of the House called President Bush before he signed the law and alerted him that the version he had that he was about to sign differed from the one that actually passed the House. If true, this would put the president in willful violation of the U.S. Constitution. And it dealt with over $2 billion of extra funding. Now understand, there are 1,000-page bills passed every week. There are hundreds-plus-page bills passed every day. I mean, it's an insane asylum. But they passed, what is it, 16,000-something laws last year in the sessions? And then you got all the states doing the same thing. And in most cases, they don't even read them. They don't even write them. Lobbyists, over half, it's like 52% are foreign registered lobbyists, write them. I mean, can you imagine foreigners write the laws and no one even reads it? Oh, really? That's admitted. Oh, we're not under tyranny. Oh, no. We're not under the control of foreign countries. Britain and France and Russia and China and Japan and Israel. It's mind-blowing. This is the type of hoax they engage in all the time. It's like Bush says, I don't care if you don't pass a law. I'll just say it's a law. I'll just keep enforcing it. It's just lawlessness. And they go through all the evidence of it here. This is a big, big deal. March 15, 2006, the Honorable Andrew Card, Chief of Staff. Can you imagine there was a $2 billion bank robbery, how big that news would be? But see, they're going to give the port deals and the road deals, the Carlyle Group and Halliburton, and they'll be foreign subsidiaries, and it's just, it'll all be public. And, oh, well, Halliburton's conservative. I love it. They're Arizona. The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C., 20500. Dear Mr. Card, this is from the Chief of Staff to the Chief of Staff. On February 8, 2006, President Bush signed into law a version of the Deficit Reduction Omnibus Reconciliation Act of 05 that was different in substance from the version that passed the U.S. House of Representatives. Legal scholars have advised me that the substantive differences between the differences, which involved $2 billion in federal spending, mean that the bill did not meet the fundamental constitutional requirement that both houses of Congress must pass new legislation signed into law by the president. Well, Bush just has signing statements to do the same thing. I am writing to learn what the president and his staff knew about this constitutional defect at the time the president signed the legislation. Let me stop right there. It's like when every year Cynthia McKinney and others go, okay, now it's $5 trillion missing from the Pentagon. A couple years before, it's $3 trillion. Well, where is all this money going? People go, wait a minute, they only have a $600 billion funding package every year, and it's bigger than that now, but the main funding, they're supplemental. Well, how is it a trillion? Because they had all the pension funds and all the other savings and Pentagon investments of 50 years. 50-plus years now, with almost 60 years. I mean, there's even investments that go back to the Department of War. So they just sucked all that out. And they just go, sorry, our computers don't work. We don't know where it is. Can you imagine, you know, let's say with the income tax, they're arresting you or whatever for not paying it or taking you to jail, kangaroo court. You just say, I never took records. My computer's broke. That's why I didn't pay. Or imagine if you robbed a bank electronically and then they came to come arrest you. You say, oh, this is a complete computer glitch. Trillions. You know, we don't know. We have those clips. You can play them. It's like 8 minutes long. Don't have that time to do it. We've played it many times. Just type in prisonplanet.com into Google and then add to it Rumsfeld Grilled. And that should bring it up for you, the video clip. But just where are the trillions? I don't know. We're not going to answer your question. Next year, where are the trillions? I don't know. I'm not going to answer the question. They don't even deny it. Just, we're not going to answer your questions. You don't think they're really paying for $500 hammers and $1,000 toilet seats, and that was back in the 80s. It's much worse now. You don't think they're really paying for a blue tarp, $50 million, as a building in Iraq. No, no. And it didn't just go into black op projects. It goes into their personal bank accounts. You know, you heard about the congressman getting arrested quietly for $800 million they get personally. $800 million? You know, just being sent to post office boxes. It's just a ravenous, criminals always do this. They get away with it, they get away with it, they get away with it, they get away with it. Serial killers always, when they get caught, go, I'd already killed 50 women or 35 people, and then just started wanting to get caught. I'd stab them right behind the grocery store and run, and I'd videotape it. I don't know, they were so dumb. I started sending notes into the police department going, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Aren't you going to catch me? And that's all they do. They're just running around frothing, stealing, signing bills that don't exist, and saying they'll enforce laws that don't exist, running around arresting reporters that expose them, openly running white slavery rings, publicly Chicago Tribune, major Associated Press, BBC, naming names where they're being flown, huge slave brothels, nothing being done. just crooks. Democrats stealing, Republicans stealing, total criminality, just insane. And now they're acting like they know the country's going to fail, going to fall apart. Because now, before they were kind of, you know, just stealing out of the back room, still acting a little bit sneaky about it, trying to be covert. Now they're just right out in front of us, just grabbing the chandeliers off, pulling the golden sinks out, just pulling off the wood paneling right in front of us, saying, shut up or terrorists will get you. Men, wear black masks to scare them. Stand over there with guns aimed at them. Tell them not to protest. Oh, give me the goods. Give me the goods. Oh, this is mine. This is mine. Oh, get it. Oh, yeah. Oh, just print even more Federal Reserve notes. Ah, we love it. It's like we're all on the deck of the Titanic. You always hear the thing of the orchestra still playing and people polishing silverware. But it's worse than that. It's like we're all sitting on the deck of the Titanic and they're all busy loading the life rafts full of jewels and going, excuse me, can I have your wallet? And we're like, certainly. Can I have your watch and your wedding ring? Oh, yes, here it is, government. And the government's like, now you guys all just stay right there and enjoy the rest of the band playing. And they're all jumping in the lifeboats and lowering themselves down. And the ship's starting to keen 90 degrees and people are falling out of their chairs and bouncing off the railings. And they're going, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's normal. I mean, the verifiable admitted looting at every level. Do you understand what these toll road deals in Texas being given to the foreign Spanish company? And there's Dutch and Germans and French and British. It's just, they're getting everything. The government pays them to take the roads and be paid billions. You talk about sweetheart deals. It'd be like if it was a scam and you went to the car dealership and you really got a deal with the guy at the car dealership who supposedly owns it. He's planning to blow the company out like the mafia does. And he pays you to take cars off of him. but really the cars are going to him. Imagine, oh, you want this new $30,000 minivan? Sure, I'll pay you $10,000 to take it off my hands. And that's what the toll roads are. We're going to pay you to run these roads and let you collect the money and keep all of it. All you have to do is pay for upkeep of the roads. And then you read the contract. Upkeep simply means that they have to pay for the administrative cost of taking state gas tax money to build the roads. Imagine having a business like that where it's just all guaranteed. And who gets left with the short end of the stick? Us. Are you beginning to realize how massive this is? It is just wholesale. We pay for a water district. We pay for a water treatment plant. And then it's just given to the local water district that's far and out. Just oh, well, they've now taken over administrative proceedings. The county commissioner's court has voted to do that. And people go, wait a minute, but judge, chairman of the committee, chairman of the, your wife is an executive of this water district board, and she's paid $300,000 a year by this German company to sit on the local board as their administrator. Never mind that. Officer, remove him. And then now it just happens. It just, the officer sits there and goes, that's right, get out of here. The way things are done. You're being taken out by the officer out at the parking lot. And, don't you know they're stealing? Shut up right now, or I'll have you arrested. It's boss hogism gone to seed at light speed. Just total looting, total criminality, total insanity, total robbing, just total throat slitting of America right in front of everybody. I mean, everybody freaks out about China censoring stuff. MySpace has erased a whole bunch of blogs that we and others had put up there with names like Will, Rupert Murdoch, shut down this site. Haven't shut down our main one we put up yet. And we haven't really plugged it. I asked earlier, what's the name of our MySpace account? I saw them in there building it yesterday and today, but we're just testing it. Our MySpace account is about exposing MySpace. They may be sophisticated enough to leave ours up knowing we're big and we'll send them traffic while cutting out all the little ones. We'll see what happens. I mean, they're not dumb. They know it's a trap. Because then we'll show what a bunch of censors they are. There's already legions of examples of that. Oh, man. We'll come back, I promise. And we'll go right to Tim and Leo and Robert and Baron and Jeff and many others. And I'm not trying to be negative. What Alex gets a little overboard. It ain't that bad. Yeah, it's that bad. Okay? It's that bad and worse. A lot worse. A lot worse than you can imagine. than I can even fathom or grasp. It's unspeakable. It is systematically, scientifically crafted and executed stealing and enslavement. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I didn't finish up with the $2 billion extra package that didn't pass Congress, so Bush just goes and gets a copy of it and signs it, and Hastert tells him, and that's confirmed, and then White House just has nothing to say. It's just like, hey,
Welcome to La La Land. We'll get more into that in a bunch of other news. Right now, I said I'd give you my Scanner Darkly review first hour. I'll do that near the end of the show today. Spend a few minutes on it. So stay with us for that. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, long time.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Dios, my brother. I was wondering if you were following this story out of Florida, this Martin Anderson, 14-year-old kid, was...
Yeah, I've seen the video.
Did you see the video?
They stomped him and tortured him to death, and then clearly he was dead on the video, and then they show him, and they say, oh, he died of a blood disorder, and then they had a real autopsy done, and lo and behold, they killed him, and nothing's going to happen because you're allowed to murder children. It's called tyranny.
Unbelievable. I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, you know, the government ships in the drugs and sets up the society where the kids are bad and tells the parents not to discipline, and they get in trouble. They get sent to these camps, and a bunch of other kids have died at that camp in Florida, and a bunch more are going to die. They'll probably start beating their brains out on national TV, and then they'll say a little birdie did it. They won't say the hickory sticks did it.
Yeah.
They'll probably beat their heads off with Louisville sluggers till there's not even a head left, just a sack of flesh, and say that they've given them more life.
The Miami Herald had an interesting comment from a doctor that said it was not a common occurrence, and in his 40 years he'd never saw any two autopsies in the same case that were so diametrically opposed.
Well, they had the local creature said that he died of a blood disorder, and then they took it to an independent, and he said, no, he'd been beaten to death.
Yeah, that was a
look, I don't look. You can see him kill him on the videotape.
Yeah,
bunch of punks with a tied down little kid stomping on them because they're not real men. They like to beat people up because they're deranged lunatics.
Well, thanks for the time. Can I end with just one quick piece of a quote from Dresden James that sums it all up here? When
sure.
A well packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous, and its speaker. A raving lunatic.
That's a nice quote. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I meant to talk about that so many days in the last few months. I've had those articles. I've watched that video. In fact, it's in the stack today, new developments on the autopsies. And I don't even, number one, I don't want to think that those jail guards were that stupid. People running the camp were that dumb to know. But I know a lot of adults that think WWF wrestling's real, or WWE, whatever it's called today. You don't stomp on people's heads and they not go into comas or die or be in deep trouble. Believe me, folks, I've been stomped in the head and couldn't get out of bed for 3 days and seeing spots. I've had my leg broken, and I've put people in comas, and I can't believe how many fights I got, and it was insane, and I'm an idiot. I mean, I liked fighting. I liked fighting big, tough guys. I liked fighting multiple people growing up and up in Dallas. And I'm just lucky to be alive. And just the average man's never been in real fights, and he doesn't know. So these stupid people that want to be tough go be jail guards, and they beat up little kids. I mean, you can't stomp on people. It kills them. You can, I mean, a lot of times if you're a big, strong man, you punch somebody four or five times in the head, they're going to be out for a long time. I mean, I've had somebody put the boots to me. It's not fun. And I put the boots to people. One time, I just had my leg broken in a fight, and I was at some party, and some big ex-convict had gotten out, so I was hanging out with rough people, came in and pulled a knife, started attacking, and I was so scared, because my leg was barely mending, I could hardly walk, that I put him down as fast as I could, huge guy, and that guy had kidney failure, coma. I mean, he looked like, because once I got him down, he was so big, I put the boots to him. And I'd had the boots put to me before, and I knew that I wasn't 100%. I wasn't 50%. And these people don't know that. I mean, I see these cop videos where they're beating, stomping on somebody and punching them and slamming them around. People die all the time. You idiots. It isn't like wrestling where you can pile drive people and punch them 55 times. If Hulk Hogan really hit somebody four times, they'd probably be dead. You know, if Mike Tyson, when he was in the ring and that stupid pro wrestling, punching people 50 times, they'd be dead. But we don't have real men in this country. We don't have men who have ever really been in fights anymore in most areas of this nation. They have no idea. The last three fights I got in, people were out for days. I don't like fighting. I won't get in fights because you will kill people. Most people hold back when they get in a fight. But if you don't hold back, you will kill people. You got these big men with this tied down little black boy beating him to death.
What did you think was going to happen? And then you got a medical examiner that'll certify that you didn't murder him. They need to be convicted, and they need to have the boots put to them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
All right, let's go back to your calls without a loss of a minute. Leo in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How you doing? I just want to say that last segment, you are right about that. I have been witness to many types of police brutality here. Like, for instance, my girlfriend's uncle was a jail guard, and he got arrested, and they're all being charged for murder. Three people were involved. Actually, four. The other one's getting charged with assault. But I guess they kicked the guy's head, and he ended up dying in the hospital.
It's because a lot of them never really done it. They don't know.
Yeah, and I've seen many other instances where this has happened. I'm here to actually talk about MySpace. That just caught my attention.
Okay.
Actually, I just wanted to say that about a week and a half ago, I set up a MySpace account, anti-New World Order profile. And it's been getting a lot of hits and doing pretty well. And I've noticed quite a few other people on there have... MySpace profiles are geared against New World Order, and I'm not sure what kind of censorship they've had, happen to them. I've seen some censorship myself.
Well, I mean, it's been in the establishment media. They have these spiders, computer term, that it goes out and looks for keywords and just won't let you enter certain words.
Yeah, I noticed that some links have been erased. Actually, this morning I was posting your article about the MySpace censorship. I joined about 20 groups in about 20 minutes and just posting it big time. And right after that, I couldn't log into my account. And I kept getting runtime error messages, and I still can't log into my account. And I've had
We need everybody to email Ryan@InfoWars.com, Kevin@InfoWars.com, because part two of the story, of course, will be all the sites that are now getting taken down or kicked off. And then we're supposed to self-censor. Oh, let me keep mine. I'll be good.
And I also noticed they had a double standard on there about censorship, because I noticed they did have a group that it was a pretty big anti-Bush group. They had like 4,000 members. They got it's gone now. And most groups that do get that big get erased pretty quick.
Yeah, no, that's what it's about. You send them traffic, you give them attention, and they cut you off. Why would you want to have a site in a place where you don't control your content? Well, they've made it easy. Well, what's going to happen is, it's already happened, other people are going to start other free sites where there aren't as many people, but there'll be a lot of people, and where it will still be free, and then those will get bought up once they get big.
Well, I've noticed two more things about there. My first order of business on MySpace was to go to the group bulletins and post various articles. The first thing I did was join some parents groups, and I posted vaccine articles about the dangers of vaccines. I ended up getting death threats from people, and all kinds of stuff happened with that. And some people backed me up, but most were pretty rude. And I also posted up some military videos showing Iraqi troops, or American troops engaging in some psychotic behavior, like blowing stuff up and laughing. I guess the trophy videos, you have them on Prison Planet, is where I got them. And I got quite a few hits on that, and a lot of death threats and military people just abusing me verbally, which doesn't really bother me. It shows their ignorance. But at the same time, I don't see MySpace doing anything to stop them sending death threats and all that stuff. And
it's that's what it is. I mean, Murdoch buys it, and then it was $680 million he bought it for or something. I said less yesterday, but no, it was $580 million. There, I got it right the fifth time. And I said 560-something million yesterday, but I actually looked it up this morning when we wrote an article about it. But, again, everybody's like, MySpace. Okay, well, we've put one up. We've even put a muscle picture of myself up there.
Kind of
to go with the whole MySpace idea. I keep forgetting. My laptop won't get online now here in this office for some reason.
Well, does that give you mine so you can give me... you can send...
Yeah, sure. We just put up one, and I keep asking them to come in and tell me, and... Maybe they're not listening, or they're forgetting, or there's too much fun going on there in the back to people to hear me. But give us your MySpace account.
Yeah, it's just www.myspace.com/fightNWO.
Good. Everybody send us your MySpace accounts, and we'd like to link to them and talk about them and talk about the...
And one more, Chris, sorry to interrupt you. One more quick
okay,
thing.
Let me just finish. Talk about the experiment we're doing. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say if you caught Coast to Coast last night.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm just really excited. He had Catherine Albright on there. I guess he's getting pretty big into the microchip stories lately, so I'm just excited. Just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, the spy chips. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to take a few more calls here now. To try to restate what I was saying, send us your emails with your MySpace account or any of your comments or your experiences or any screenshots or any proof of what's happened to you. Let's say they shut your site down and erase it. You can go to Google Cache, usually, and find your site saved and send us a link to that and what happened to you and tell us about it. We're going to kind of create an area on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com showing the things that MySpace does. I mean, when we have their admissions, they do it, but we want to really demonstrate it. We want to demonstrate what it is. And we've got a big article out today. MySpace is the Trojan horse of Internet censorship. Media elite's last gasp effort to save their empire that is beginning to crumble. So that is up there on the site. And Kevin just ran here and gave me this. What is it? MySpace@Alex_InfoWarrior? Okay, well, can we get a link up on InfoWars.com about that? Okay, and send any censorship articles to MySpace@InfoWars.com. We're starting a little research project here. Last night we launched a MySpace site that we just mentioned, and we're going to see what happens with it. We're going to see what develops out of it. It is a site criticizing MySpace and exploring MySpace and seeing what it's up to and what it's doing. So it's MySpace at Alex_InfoWarrior.com. So there you go. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Let me now go ahead here and go to San Diego. Robert in San Diego. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I've called several times, and I was just monitoring the news. A little nervous, sorry. About the DU fallout and Halliburton taking over.
Yeah, Halliburton goes in and takes over the radiation sensing services, but still their employees are leaking that the radiation's eight times safe levels.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about the new cover story, because since you mentioned that, they changed their story saying secondhand smoke was giving all these people cancer. And now right here on the top Google search for the top 12 stories is radon is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Suddenly radon gas is killing us.
In the last 3 days, I've seen 10 PSAs, both on radio and TV, about how radon, check for radon, because now it's going to get you all. Because you know, they're trying to make up a reason why Dana Reeves died of lung cancer, and she was a non-smoker.
Well, that's
now the new cover story is radon gas.
Well, that's what the NSA does. See, more than spying on people individually, it picks up trends. Hey, they're waking up that cancer is up by thousands of percentiles, 500%, now 200% over that. That's thousands, folks.
Well,
oh, my gosh, everybody's getting it. Little kids are getting it. It's the DU and other toxins and other radiation particles and poisons and other things. Okay, suddenly start saying it's radon and it's secondhand smoke and it's all these things because they don't – this is a scandal, folks. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to credit you because, it was only days after that you had mentioned that Halliburton had taken it over, and suddenly now there's no bad DU falling out all over everybody. Suddenly now, hey, watch out for radon. It's going to get you. We never knew this before, but, gosh, there's just radon everywhere. It's so obvious.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a house that's built on the bedrock near high radon gas areas, you can just have a radon alarm. And it takes a long time for it. It's total bull. Look.
I know, but from overnight.
Look, listen, radon gas was here 1,000 years ago. Radon gas was here 50 years ago. Lung cancer has now six times the level it was 2 years ago. It ain't cigarettes. There's less smoking going on. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's just. And they're coming out with that new movie, Thanks for Smoking. Have you seen the ads on that?
Yes, it's all the cigarettes.
I mean, that's just what great timing, huh?
And they tie cigarettes in with guns.
It's just, thanks for all you do, Alex.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I guess a lot of us are going to be dying of lung cancer. People never smoked. People never worked in mines, never worked in factories. Just, oh, you're 25, you got lung cancer. Oh, somebody else in your class has got it. It's radon. And they'll put detectors in and act all scared. Radon. And no one will go, wait a minute, radon levels aren't any higher than they were. What is? Oh, DU, does just a few particles of it cause lung cancer? Yes. Oh, well, that's not it. No. See, that's why the globalists are crazy. Their own handbooks, their own military training manuals, their own mining association documents from the 80s, all the science says total cancer-causing agent. It just sits there radiating your cells. It stays right up against the cells, destroying the nuclei, gives you lung cancer like nothing else. I mean, it is. If they bottled the stuff, it'd be called lung cancer in a bottle. And it doesn't matter. I'm breathing it. My children are breathing it. You're breathing it. Cops, you're breathing it. You're all breathing it. We're all, oh, thank you, New World Order. Oh, use it on Iran. Use more. Use it at 10 proving grounds in America. Use it wherever you want. And they just don't care. They all breathe it, too. They're just it's a death cult. Oh, really? I made a film called The Order of Death proving that. It's a psycho death cult. These people are nuts. They're nuts. Baron in Indiana. Baron, go ahead.
Hey, that was some great information by Dale earlier. I can understand why it was censored.
Hey, listen, before you put your little stalking comment out, thanks for the call, okay? I appreciate it. I recognize that idiot's voice, and I'm just not going to have people that lie about me and bear false witness on my show. Okay? Go back to your shipping container you live in. Now, let's go ahead and talk to Jeff and Mass. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yes, indeed. Now, as far as freedom of speech is concerned, there's a new movie coming out called V for Vendetta. What do you think of that movie?
I haven't seen it, and a listener 2 weeks ago raised it, and so I researched it, and it looks pretty Illuminati-ish. It does glorify terror, and it shows the parliament getting blown up, and it tries to cast rebels as terrorists, and then quote as heroes, but then really demonize rebels. And the symbols in it is the Rosicrucian double crosses everywhere. And I haven't seen it yet, but I've been reading reviews of it, and it's pretty suspicious.
You know, Alex, I agree with you 110%. And you know what? People are being conditioned that patriots, Christians, and people who just love freedom of speech are kooks, terrorists, right-wing, and should be pacified. And the only good people are people who keep their mouths shut, are sheeple, and do as they're told, and everything will be just well. That's very scary. I like my freedom of speech. I like being able to debate issues. As long as it's within reason, debating is great. As long as there's no cussing and stuff like that, that's all good. And that's the way it should be. We're losing that. You know what? The government should be afraid of its people. We should not be afraid of our own government. It's just that simple.
I agree with you. What do you think about the clear evidence here that Bush signed a bill that hadn't even been passed? And this just adds the cherry on top.
You know, it's unconstitutional. And as a martial artist, I was listening to you talk about that guy getting stomped. Do people even realize that people can get killed getting stomped? If I hit a guy in the neck, that's almost death, basically.
You know, people go to prison all the time at a bar. They haul off and punch somebody one time and they die.
That's it?
I mean, you can hit the biggest guy just right in the temple, and it's as thick as a potato chip there, and the edge of that bone sticks into an artery, and the brain fills up with blood and pressures it. It puts pressure on it with a subdermal hematoma, and they're dead.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the human body is not something you want to fool around with. Even a kidney blow in boxing, you're not supposed to hit in the kidneys because that's your body's filters. You destroy those. That's it. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and at that same facility, it was like, I got the article. It's like five kids they've killed in the last year or two. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thanks for the call. They'll kill more. Thanks for the call. They'll just stomp little kids to death. They'll probably start doing it on TV and call it good. I mean, you know, I joked about that a few years ago, and now John Yoo, White House attorney, says they can torture kids in front of their parents. All right. Let me cover a few other issues. I said that I would do a review of Scanner Darkly, and I don't know how I do justice to it. It is Philip K. Dick, science fiction, phenomenons, really his autobiography about drug use and drug abuse and what it did to him and people around him, and you know why do we put people in prison for something that is really is something that's just chemical that they fell into. That is something very addictive and just destructive. It is a disease. Humans have always had substance abuse problems. And by making it illegal, we actually put money into it and then actually empower the industry and then make it fashionable and connected to money and then make more people actually get on it. All the research and evidence and historical lens shows us. But that's just the backdrop. A larger part of the backdrop is face scanning cameras, total surveillance, 20% of the public on this drug. And, of course, you learn that a private corporation working with the government, much like Halliburton and others, is actually creating the crisis, problem, reaction, solution, and that terrorism is manufactured and that there is an all-encompassing police state. Very revolutionary. And I know that it's got Winona Ryder. It's got Woody Harrelson. It's got Keanu Reeves. It's got just a lot of other people. And their performances are just amazing. Then they rotoscoped it. This is unlike any rotoscoping you've ever seen where they animate each frame. So it's real, but it's not, and it makes their performances even more powerful. And the thing about this film, and I was there at this little sneak peek last night that I was invited to, and it was great to be there, invited by the director and others. It was great to be there and to see something new. I mean, that's what avant-garde means, is something new. More than just state-of-the-art. I mean, there's not a lot of things in this world that are new. You know, the old saying, nothing new under the sun. This is new. The style of rotoscoping is new. The acting, the style of the movie, the way it plays out, the way it exposes the New World Order. Little subtle things like the bad guy, you know, in the movies wearing an Illuminati T-shirt. It's just, I'm so proud to be associated and to be involved with this film. I'm extremely proud of it. You know, I consulted on the film for some of the high-tech police state gadgetry and kind of the look of the future. And I consulted in a moderate way, not in a huge way. I'm very impressed by the research that was done because Dick wrote this. Philip K. Dick wrote this back in the 70s. And I'm really impressed by his foresight of what was coming, what would develop, and the levels of control. And then, of course, I appear in the film. And I appear prominently in the film. I'm going to appear even more prominently in the DVD, which DVD is now bigger than theatrical releases. So that'll be exciting, too. But a couple scenes that have me in them that you won't see in the film. You will see scenes I'm in the film, but you'll see even more on the DVD. And that'll be hitting theaters in July. So we're excited about A Scanner Darkly. I had all the stuff I wanted to say before the show, but I've kind of run my course already. I'm a little bit tired today. Come back with the final segment. Stay with me.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
His little sniveling voice, someone I never did a thing to ever, who just likes to flip out and make stuff up about people, and I could care less. It's just sad. And that individual, you know, tries to go and go, oh, look at what happened to that radio talk show host in D.C. I knew where it was going. Oh, yeah, he got censored for criticizing Israel. Well, other people have on Genesis. No, they haven't. What you do is you get people on the radio. There's been very few that have been let go from this network. And then they get on the air and start flipping out, attacking everyone and their dog. And then they start attacking the network. And then they start attacking all the other hosts. People just go, you know what? You can do your radio show if you want, but you don't want to attack us and say horrible things. Just go do it somewhere else. It'd be like if I invited somebody over to dinner, and then they defecated in the chair at the dinner table. I'd say, get out of here, you lunatic. Get away from us. We don't want to deal with you. You can ask people like Jack Blood and others, or Dave and Joyce on this network. Genesis, frankly, Ted Anderson doesn't even hardly listen to it, okay? The guy's so busy with other stuff. In fact, I've heard co-hosts complain because there is no oversight. There is no one talking to them. I mean, you just, they dial you up on the digital line and do your show, and that's it. Until they get 100 phone calls where, well, your host is attacking you, saying these lies about you. Oh, really? Are you saying this about me? Yes, I am, scum sucker. Well, you better stop it 3 months later. Oh, you're calling me all this stuff. Well, could you just do it somewhere else? Okay, bye-bye. You censored me. No, that's not called censorship. You know, if you come to somebody's dinner table and start calling them names, you're going to go, hey, why don't you just, go make your own dinner. Go sit at your own table. Go make your own table. I thought I'd mention that, because so many people don't fight the New World Order because they hate the New World Order, because they're threatened by it. They fight it because they're losers, and they fight everyone in their lives, and they blame the fact that they're losers on the New World Order. Instead of being winners who are trying to defend people against the New World Order, they're just really there to aggrandize themselves and act like a bunch of lunatics. And then when they get in trouble or get canned, and this is other places as well, then they get mad at people who didn't even have anything to do with it. And then I go make a call. Hey, what's this all about? Oh, it's about this. Oh, really? Well, I didn't know I was in charge of all of that. And, you know, it does get old. I'm not a Scientologist. I don't know any Scientologist. I'm not a Catholic assassin. I'm not Catholic. I am not the head of the Shorenstein Center. I don't write for the New York Times. I'm not a billionaire manufacturing magnate from Canada. I'm not a Mossad agent. Not that it's a bad thing, but I'm not Jewish. My family isn't. You know, this is the type of stuff that I have to deal with. And I wish that the diseased portion of the Patriot movement would realize they are losers, not getting any attention, not affecting change, not being able to reach out and get anything done, because they're so busy attacking each other like a pack of snakes. I mean, I watch them, they'll attack one person, and you know whoever's attacking one person, they'll be attacking each other next week, and it's just sad. And they get madder and madder that we have tens of millions of viewers and readers and visitors every month now. It's really daunting. It's humbling. And why they get a few hundred people that look, because misery, frankly, doesn't like company. People like winners. They don't like losers. Okay? So be a winner. Change your ways. All right. I'm out of time. I spent some time on this in the first hour, but not enough time. Belarus says U.S. plans school bombings on Election Day. Very serious news. And a lot more on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You get over 5 months free right now if you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll get your 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv today. Or go to InfoWars.com to shop the secure online shopping cart for all the great books and videos and pocket constitutions and T-shirts and bumper stickers and all the stuff we got there at InfoWars.com. I'm out of here, folks. And this is I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get off the air, get to work on a new film.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.